Tonight we have another story sent in from one of our viewers, also from New England, about a woman performing a badly needed service and making a difference in the lives of her grateful customers. Her story tonight from NBC's Amy Robach.
Go. Today's another day.
This isn't just any day. This is Joyce Delianis's day off, but she's back on the job to help those who have lost theirs.
There's a lot of competition out there right now, so I've been told many times they get hundreds of resumes.
It was something Joyce was hearing from a number of her clients.
I said, don't worry about it. When you need your hair done, you come, I do your hair as planned. You don't have to pay me.
Joyce's cuts usually cost $70.
So I decided to give my time so they can save money. So time is money. I give my time, they save money.
And word spread quickly.
Joyce's clients are helping their unemployed friends by handing out these complimentary coupons so that when they come into the salon, they don't have to pay. No questions are asked other than when they want their next appointment.
Did you want to do 10:30 or 11:30?
Can I do it later in the afternoon?
Yeah.
So I might have a job by then.
Meenal Seigel, a software engineer, has been looking for work for 6 weeks now.
You're laid off. You're just sitting at home looking for jobs and, you know, getting depressed or driving yourself crazy. You know, it's just a great way to just get out.
Debbie Behrens, an executive assistant, was laid off 6 months ago.
This is great. I mean, I'm so excited with my new hairdo. You know, it really makes you feel good.
And that good feeling has a ripple effect.
And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Joyce's day off tips have gone straight to the local food pantry. And clients have been moved to give money in Joyce's name.
Every donation that comes in is important, whether it's $5 or $500, because we're buying for about 400 people.
Cutting off one expense and inspiring others to pay it forward.
I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Amy Robach, NBC News, Burlington, Massachusetts.